Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, All the President's Money, Investigating the Secret Foreign Schemes That Made the Biden Family Rich, is a political investigative book by James Comer, the Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Framed as a months-long inquiry into the Biden family's finances, it argues that the family benefited from foreign-connected payments, business relationships, and influence networks during Joe Biden's years in public office. The book belongs to the genre of partisan political nonfiction and congressional investigation, combining accusation, document-based narrative, and commentary on media and institutional accountability. Its central purpose is not to offer a detached history of the Biden family, but to present Comer's case that foreign money and political access were intertwined in ways that deserve legal and public scrutiny. Readers approach it less as neutral scholarship and more as a high-profile intervention in an ongoing political fight over corruption, oversight, and the boundary between lobbying and influence peddling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a congressional investigation turned into a book-length corruption argument. The book is structured around Comer's role as a House investigator, so its authority comes from committee work rather than from academic distance. That matters because the narrative is built to show how a legislative probe can be translated into a public indictment. Instead of offering a balanced survey of all sides, Comer presents the evidence as a cumulative case that the Biden family's finances deserve suspicion. This approach gives the book a strong prosecutorial tone. The reader is guided through transactions, associates, and reported patterns in a way that resembles an oversight report expanded into popular nonfiction. The practical effect is to make the book feel urgent and politically immediate. At the same time, the method also limits its neutrality, because the argument is inseparable from Comer's institutional role and partisan objectives. For readers, the value lies in seeing how congressional investigations are framed for a mass audience and how political oversight can be used as a storytelling device. Secondly, foreign payments, business intermediaries, and the claim of influence peddling. The book's central substantive claim is that the Biden family and its associates received substantial foreign-linked payments without obvious corresponding products or services. Comer uses this to argue that the family benefited from influence peddling, not ordinary business development. That distinction is important. He is not merely saying the family made money, but that access to political power helped create the money in the first place. In the book's telling, the most significant issue is the mismatch between payment flow and visible output, such as clear deliverables, established expertise, or verifiable consulting value. This is why the term influence peddling is so prominent throughout the project. It provides a moral and legal frame that turns ambiguous financial relationships into a corruption narrative. Whether readers accept the argument or not, the book tries to make the structure of the deals itself the evidence, emphasizing chains of intermediaries, foreign sources, and family-connected entities as indicators of a broader pattern rather than isolated incidents. Thirdly, Hunter Biden as the essential connector in the family network. Hunter Biden is presented as the most visible link between the Biden family name and the foreign business relationships described in the book. Comer portrays him as a person with little conventional career stability, who nevertheless gained access to lucrative roles through his family connection and public profile. This framing is central because it allows the book to connect private enrichment with public office without needing to claim that every transaction was directly managed by Joe Biden himself. Instead, Hunter becomes the operational bridge. He is the family member through whom political proximity, reputation, and access are allegedly monetized. The book also uses Hunter to illustrate how family relationships can function as financial infrastructure, not just personal ties. That is why his partnerships, advisors, and legal or bookkeeping arrangements matter in the narrative. The broader implication is that corruption, in Comer's account, does not always require formal instructions from the office holder. It can emerge through a family ecosystem built around access and expectation. Fourthly, Joe Biden's proximity to foreign actors and the problem of indirect accountability. A major part of the book's argument depends on the claim that Joe Biden was not merely an uninvolved relative, but a public official whose past interactions with foreign figures created the conditions for the family's financial gain. Comer emphasizes meetings, access, and overlapping timelines to argue that the vice president's presence mattered even when there is no simple proof of direct transactions. This is a familiar logic in political corruption cases. The issue is often not a single illegal act, but whether public position created opportunities that others exploited. The book therefore treats proximity itself as suspicious, especially when foreign business interests and political office intersect. At the same time, this is also where the book's reasoning becomes most contested, because proximity is not the same as causation. Comer's narrative relies on inference, pattern recognition, and institutional suspicion to bridge that gap. Readers interested in political accountability will find this section useful because it shows how allegations are built when direct evidence is limited and circumstantial evidence becomes the main basis for argument. Lastly, media skepticism, institutional distrust, and the book's partisan framing beyond the financial allegations. The book is also a critique of the institutions that Comer says failed to confront them. He presents the media, federal law enforcement, and political opponents as part of a system that minimized or obscured the story. That framing turns the book into more than a corruption expose. It becomes a statement about selective accountability in modern American politics. The reader is asked to believe that evidence was available but underreported, and that institutional gatekeepers protected powerful figures from consequences. This helps explain the book's tone, which is combative and openly adversarial. It also places the work squarely inside contemporary culture war politics, where trust in journalism, prosecutors, and congressional oversight is itself a central issue. For supporters, this is a strength because it positions the book as corrective truth-telling. For skeptics, it signals partisanship and a built-in conclusion. Either way, the book is notable for how strongly it links political corruption to media failure and institutional bias. In conclusion, All the President's Money is best suited for readers who want a direct, politically charged account of the Biden family investigation rather than a detached study of campaign finance or lobbying. It will most interest readers of political nonfiction, congressional oversight, and corruption narratives, especially those following debates over foreign influence and the ethics of family members around public officials. Its practical value lies in showing how an investigation can be assembled into a public argument, including how documents, timelines, and financial relationships are used to suggest wrongdoing. Intellectually, it is useful as an example of partisan investigative writing. It reveals how facts inference and political framing can be blended into a single persuasive narrative. What distinguishes it from many other books in the same category is Comer's insider position as the investigator himself. That gives the book immediacy and access to committee claims, but also makes its argument openly adversarial. Readers looking for balance will likely find it one-sided. Readers looking to understand the Republican case against the Bidens will find it direct, detailed, and unmistakably pointed. If you would like to support James Comer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.